And we are, and we're live. Hello.
Can you see me? I'm in the camera.
No, you gotta get
Okay,
closer.
closer. It's like you're gonna scare people away with that bald head,
Geez, don't do that. How are you doing?
dude. You kidding me? I'm doing awesome.
Good.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Things are going
Yeah,
well. It's pretty dang hot
good,
in Ohio right now, but we're
dude.
here.
The heat is so stupid right now.
How funny is it? Okay, so we're doing a corn huckit stream, and you couldn't do it tomorrow, but I remembered about it literally today or last night, and it's exactly a month away.
That's perfect.
It is perfect.
Your brain knew you had the internal Huckett clock.
I guess, man.
Yeah.
So, for oh, Tim Oliver says hi.
What's up, Tim?
Haha.
Best Superman's for anybody over 40.
Suicides too.
Suicides too.
Yes, so corn hucket in a month. We're here
Yep.
to talk about it like we normally do, try and promote it and maybe get some people excited, convince some people who are on the fence to come out, and maybe educate some people who've never even heard of it before to come
Right.
for the first
Right.
time. So
There's no fence to be on because like 2 minutes before we went live, Matt Berenger texted me and he's like, I'm trying to figure out flight and time off work. So that's all. What do you need anything else?
Probably not.
That's perfect.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So you got that. Can you scoot to your right a little bit?
This way?
Yep, perfect. Can you just tell me what corn huck it is before we talk about specifics?
Okay. Corn Huckett is my favorite day of the year. Over Christmas, over anything. Like, it's a chance for BMXers of all ages and people that appreciate the sport just in general to get together and have just one of the most amazing, fun, beautiful days ever. Like, people have said it's the BMX Woodstock. Because everybody's just so damn happy. Everybody's so happy. We've tried to build it up kind of like if you're a little bit older, if you remember the Vans Warped Tour, we've tried to make it similar to kind of like that feeling, but where kids get to ride next to their heroes and stuff. So everybody's a part of it. So you got a 9-year-old little kid who's just learning for his first time, gets to go sit next to somebody that's doing front flips and stuff, and they're fist bumping them, and it's just, dude, everybody's so happy at Corn Huckett. That's what I love. Vibing. All day vibing.
So at its core is a BMX event, but you don't have to ride BMX if you want to go there. But
No, we have so many people that come that don't ride BMX. I got skater buddies. I got my buddies that are all in bands and everything because there's live music all day. Just kind of all walks of life that just like to be entertained. Come out and just have fun.
yeah, absolutely. So with that being said, I've got a list of stuff for us to talk about here to go
Nice.
over to the event. Can you hold up the flyer for me?
Yes.
I would love for people to be
Oh,
able to
yeah.
pause
Speaking of
and check
Matt
it out.
Berenger, there's him and Trevor right on the flyer.
Whoa, cool. Can you back
Yeah,
it up?
a friend of mine made this flyer. His name's Brant Moore. You may have heard of him. He's got a YouTube channel.
I thought I recognized that font.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's our basic info on the event? When is it?
September 23rd. This is our 11th one. That's kind of crazy to think about. 11th Corn Huckett.
I was at the first one I went to was in 2014, and it was the second
2014.
one.
And that was the second one. Yep. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And every year is so different. That's what I love about it. You got so many different, like, crazy memories that happen in each one. And then trying to figure out how long ago that certain thing happened and stuff is kind of nuts.
Yeah, and luckily there's lots of video to go back and watch if people like want to see what the actual event riding side and events are like. You can watch the videos, but I would probably say before we even go any further that the videos you see are barely touching the surface of like
Correct. Correct.
they're the big things that happen and the crazy riding and stuff, but there's way, way, way more that goes on.
I would say, and I say this is just how great it is that whether it be you or like Andy Heck at Heck Films or mm-hmm. anybody that's ever, you know, been in charge of being the media person for the event always misses quite a bit, not because you guys aren't doing an absolutely amazing job. It's just there's an astronomical amount of cool stuff going on at once. It's impossible to capture it all.
Yep.
You have to be here first and foremost to live all the memories.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, and while all of the craziness that you see in the videos is going on, there's people riding literally everywhere yeah, exactly. else. There's people hanging out literally everywhere else.
Yep.
So there's a lot to it. To keep going with the basic event, though, where is the event, for people who don't know?
Right at my 6-acre plot of land in Unadilla, Nebraska, the home of the Nowhere Compound. So it's literally at our house, and we have these rad farmer neighbors that love what we do for the kids and everything. So they'll actually let us use sectioned out pieces between their crops. Yep. That as long as we're respectful and pick up after ourselves, we mow a big spot. So we got additional parking, camping, everything that they allow us to do. They're really, really cool, supportive neighbors.
That is awesome. That's always cool to see that. And you need the parking.
We need the parking. We do.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the first couple of years, Brent, you know, we would park on just our land.
Yeah.
And it felt so crowded. But then once the cars dispersed to the outsides, like, oh my God, it's so nice and open, just section by section, just kind of going around. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. If someone's showing up, what's the entrance? Is there an entrance, whatever, fee?
Yep. So this is probably one of the cheapest events you'll ever go to, so it's really cool. It's $20 for a riding wristband or $10 for spectator. We don't charge anything to camp. Like, I mean, that is it. And 100% all those gate fees go right to the nonprofit to help our free indoor place that people can ride year round at no charge. So like, not only is it already reasonably priced, but then it's going to an epic cause.
Absolutely.
Directly back towards BMX.
It's great. And yeah. It helps keep that everything moving so that Corn Hucket can happen again every single year.
Yep.
So from there, what events do we got planned this year?
So this year we're going to do trails. The mini JAMA trails was awesome last year, but we're going to go couple steps further this year, and we got rid of our lips and we dug and poured footings yesterday, and I'm gonna make really nice prefab launches that you like, the kind of stuff you ride in Colorado or any of the, you know, cool sets of trails, so that with the lips always stay dialed and how we want. We're gonna work really, really hard to make sure our trails are the best they've ever been this year.
I'm pulling up the pictures right now and showing the trails.
Yeah, everything it'll look kind of wild right now because we're just now getting in and, you know, getting everything moved around. But trust me, come the day of, if you're not here, you're going to be super depressed you didn't come.
Yeah, and the pictures look like a tornado hit, and that's because you guys are just completely redoing the lips. Correct. And everything.
Yeah. And for people that haven't been here or seen it, like, so our pro side, which is what we pour the footing for, is we're going to make big prefab launches. The pro side, they're going to be good sized where you can jump up as high as you want. But we're also going to put little decks that shoot up across as they're designed like step up so you can float them.
Yeah.
So anybody can work up to them. And the lips don't get destroyed and stuff like that. But then there's also a beginner intermediate side where it's big step up style tables. So everybody, I mean, the last year, Brant, what did we have that guy? We had one guy
50 something,
close to 70 years old. You got little kids and you got people up to like 70 enjoying and vibing next to disabled Dan double flipping over here.
Yep.
So that's that cool thing. It's just the array of talent, you know, across the board, all having fun together, because it's really just about, we always talk about all the time, when we're doing stunt shows or anything, I always talk about the great thing about BMX is it's all about personal achievement, and that's whatever that is to you, and it's about promoting your friends in that personal achievement. And I think Cornhuck, it really is almost like a testament to that. Everybody's so nice to each other.
Yes.
And helping them.
I would agree with that. And what I would also stress in this part of the conversation too is like the way you guys do awards, where each event has awards for, you know, the higher level riders as well as the kids, which makes it so every single event has everybody riding together at the same time. And it makes for even more fun.
I love that. Since we started doing that a few years ago, like, we've gotten nothing but the biggest compliments, because every single mini jam has 5 awards for the big top dog pros and 5 awards for the either younger or beginner level riders that the judges give to them accomplishing something big for their level.
Yep.
Yeah, it's rad. I love it.
Yeah. So what other events?
We're going to go to the world's largest bars again. It's been a few years since we've done that. It was a huge hit before. Part of the reason I like that is the bars feels really like a direct combination of ramp and street. You know, you kind of feel like riding those. And we've got, so anybody that's seen the picture, I don't know if Brant's got it pulled up, but quarter pipe, big set of bars, and I gave you a picture showing the underneath that there's a removable deck on the bars. So if we get to a point where people want to do like over ice, over tooth or something, we can just pop that deck right off and play on just the crossbar. We are going to emulate that larger wedge that's on the left side. We're going to move that crappy metal wedge, and we're going to emulate that same wedge on the right. So if somebody wants to wall ride over the bars, you know, either direction they can, or hell, even go from wedge over the bars all the way to wedge, because we'll put more plywood along the back of the barn so that everything's real wall ride friendly as well.
Nice.
So we're going to pimp out. We're definitely going to pimp out the big bar area real nice.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been showing it right now. 138 inches wide, 49 rise, 325 pounds. Carl, those are too heavy for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I remember everybody was saying those were Dugan's custom bars.
Oh, that's right. Cool. So there's going to be an event on the bars. Is there any kind of like stipulations to that? It's just go at it, ride the bars. Obviously, you're not going to have everybody going at the same time and everything, but like,
yeah.
It's just like do tricks on the setup.
Yeah, basically our mini jams are always like that. It's just kind of a free for all. Anybody can enter. There's no extra to any, you know, we'll have tons and tons of prizes that we give out besides the awards, but you're not having to pay to enter any of the mini contests. It's just everybody join in and have some fun.
Yep. And just ride the setup.
We try and switch it up. You know, like we did the mega wall the last 2 years in a row. We will prep the mega wall and it will be full functional, smooth and a blast. We're just not having an organized jam on it this year, because we would like to switch up, change things out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Flatland. Let's go into Flatland.
Pulling that picture up right now.
Last year. True fly. Last year we had our new Flatland pad
port,
where Dave Norrie came in and kind of gave a little tutorial helping beginning Flatlanders, and they kind of gave a demonstration or exhibition, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking to Dave and some of the reclamation guys, they asked if we were going to do something official this year. And we are. So we're officially having mini ramp jam. Fred and Robert at Reclamation are going to sponsor that jam. What that means, I don't know. But I can always tell you whenever Fred or Robert have anything to do with anything, it's always awesome. So kind of and they'll fly Dave in. Dave has kind of become a staple to Cornhucket. I don't feel like it'd feel like Cornhucket without Dave Norrie anymore.
That's true. Absolutely.
I got too much furniture that he needs to do tricks on when everybody falls asleep.
Yep. So Flatland's always awesome because it's another thing that, you know, everybody takes part in. It's not just the Flatland guys. And it's cool to see everybody just trying to ride
Yes.
Flatland, and I'm sure that there will be some sort of segment for people who aren't like Flatlanders who are
Yeah.
gonna be able to do stuff and be part of it too.
Well, I think, yeah, I think I'm a prime example when it comes to that. Like I'd say below beginner, I'd say novice level Flatlander, and my appreciation for Flatland is like, dude, it's through the roof. I could watch it all day and I appreciate it and love it, and to have some of it going. Speaking of Flatland, I'm geeking out about this one, and I'm sure we were already going to get to this, but because we're talking about Flatland, one of the riders coming that I'm so excited to watch ride, one of my personal favorites in business, in BMX, and as a human, is Chad DeGroot's coming. So excited because I think Chad is just a really, really good dude. And since we started our project to do the free indoor building, Chad jumped in right away as a sponsor. He's like, Deco wants to be a part of this. And Chad has always had our back. And so now to have him here for his first Huck It, that's going to be incredible. I'm super stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet him. So, what's next? What event, what other events?
Well, let's see. We did trails, handlebars, flatland, and then McGinnis Megas or Mega Ramp Jam. I waited till last to talk about this, and you know why.
I do know why.
I do know why. Yeah. So, can I give you the backstory to why we're doing what we're doing
Holy
for this?
crap, I'm looking at the pictures for the first time. What is happening? Okay, give me the backstory.
So, our friend Disabled Dan has been chasing the triple flip. And he tried one last year in the UK off a 6 foot takeoff into an airbag. And I looked at this takeoff, and it's like 6 foot takeoff, totally mellow. And he goes for a triple flip, and he gets 2 3-quarter rotation perfect. And he's like, I just need a bigger jump. He went to the triple series to do it. Unfortunately, they didn't let him try it. So I told Dan, I was like, maybe this is meant to be, and you're supposed to do it with your nowhere family. So he has been ecstatic, and he's excited. So when he was here at the Middle of Nowhere Jam, he's like, let's call it out. That he goes, I love pressure. Let's call it out and put it on the internet. And I'm like, okay. So he did. So we've been talking about all the variables. One being, he needs a lot of speed. So I've got like a Honda 450 quad that we could tow him with a ski rope, but we kind of know how sketchy that can be at times. So I wanted to build a bigger roll-in. So we concreted in these telephone poles yesterday. This Brant, it was noon, 108 heat index, and my buddy Rodney and I are putting these poles in the ground. We poured the footings in the trails, and then we're out doing those, and we're like, oh, we're tough, we can brave it. And like we get like second pole in, and we're doing this, looking at each other. But so we got him in. Took a big break afterwards, obviously. But so what's gonna happen is we're basically erecting like 12 more feet, a 12 foot deck above the already 10 foot drop in launch. So that's going to serve as a canopy for kids going to ride trails. I'm going to make it, the dirt's going to be so beautiful underneath there, so you're under the shade. And then come mega ramp time, there's going to be a massive set ladder system going up there, nice deck and railing, and then a clip-on aluminum ramp system that goes on there. And Dan's going to be able to drop in and get as much speed as he needs, and then we're going to build a custom launch, really big. So to tell you how serious we've been taking this, so I've been back and forth messaging with Ryan Williams, Dustin Grice, Kyle Heiser, and then obviously Dan, and we're just going back and forth what pitch we think this is going to need and how big it should be. And then I was on the phone for an hour with Brian Strebe yesterday. Brian Strebe's a legend, and builds pump tracks for a living. And so he's going to try and get the time off, whether or not it works or not. But he's trying to get the time squeezed in after his next build so he can come build the landing. If not, you know, we'll build it. We'll get it done. But Brian's always awesome to have around. And I like as many cool BMXers to have a piece of history and a part of this as possible. So,
yeah.
This is going to get gnarly.
This, I mean, just I'm showing the a couple here. I'll just go through the videos that you got going on here. This is madness. I saw this in the first time and you heard my reaction because I hadn't even looked at it yet. And it was like, whoa, because that is that's a freestyle motocross kicker, right?
Yes.
And that's the drop in that's already there. You're going 12 feet above that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna be hauling.
Like, what in the world?
And we'll get the grounds perfect and dialed in, and everything's already, as you know, kind of downhill. So if you're going down that, then downhill, we got this. We get Dan the speed he needs for sure.
Yeah, he might have more than what he needs. It's crazy.
Oh man. But I got all the faith in the world in him.
Oh, like, absolutely.
He double flips everything. Like, this is, but this is just, it's going to be neat. You know, it's going to be neat. It's not often, and this will be wood, you know, wood to dirt.
Yeah, totally insane.
I just feel like we're going to be witnessing like a piece of history, you know, Dan with everything he's gone through, you know, being disabled and everything, and then going to go try a triple flip. So
what I'm thinking too for this is like someone said, y'all need to get Morgan Wade to come out.
Like, dude, I want Morgan to ride that wall so bad.
Well, you just need to figure out the group of people, you know, someone like Morgan Wade would ride that amazing. Ryan Williams, if he was in the US, like hit up that group of people and be like, look, we have this wall and we have this massive drop in to a massive jump that you can do whatever you want on. Like, who knows, Ryan Williams might come out just to do some crazy trick that he's been working on like as real of a setup as it gets.
Well, and Ryan's been kind of passed through a couple times, you know, doing his shows, and he's like, we've missed each other by this much, and he's been really excited to ride this place and hasn't got to yet. So I mean, it's just about finding the timing to get him here, and it'd be awesome to watch Ryan destroy this place.
Yeah, I mean, hey, maybe the timing is
corner. Maybe the timing is this time. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. So, I was talking to Carl Eimers a couple days ago because I definitely want to get Carl out here, and Carl says he's trying to figure it out because he's definitely. I know he was trying to make the middle of nowhere jam. The timing didn't work out, so this is the one he's trying to make happen.
Awesome.
I'd love to have Carl here.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm trying to find, I can't seem to be able to show. So like, here's two of the existing jumps. You're going to do the normal McGinnis Megas, right?
We took out the wooden one that had too much kick.
Okay. So actually it'll be these two.
The other two will still be there. And then, and we haven't decided on this, but an 8 or 9 foot takeoff, wooden takeoff, with what trajectory we decide works out
for the triple.
And then I've still got footings poured there. So basically I'll make it, we'll build the landing, and then we can test distances before we lock it in.
Nice.
Let Dan double flip it a few times to see where he likes it before we mount it to the footings.
Awesome. Heck yeah. So
isn't it funny? How many people can that be the conversation where it's like, okay, well, so we'll do some double flips to test it.
Not a lot. There's a couple, but not very many. So those are four events. Is that all of them? Is that four?
Yeah, you got those four mini jams, and we really couldn't do much more because we got, I think, six bands playing this year.
Wow.
So you got six bands going. You combine that with awards, raffles, just everything going on, and it really, the day will just kind of fly back faster than we want it to, as always. And the next thing you know, it's
right.
But then we are to our favorite part, sitting around a campfire, telling stories about everything that happened throughout the day, making new friendships.
Yep.
Like, love it.
Absolutely, man. So another thing I thought of too that people might want to know about is where can people ride while the events are happening?
Everywhere. So we have our first indoor, which is our barn, which is called the Birdhouse. And that's a mini skate park, like half pipe, escalator, vert wall, a whole bunch of weird stuff in there.
Yep.
A lot of fun. So that's one thing you can play on. That is the inside of where the largest bars are. Then you got Dean's Drop, yep. Which is our huge semi drop that comes down to the mega wall, which is our 30-foot tombstone wall with a 6-foot flag extension. And then you got flatland area, you got the mega ramps area, you got the trails area, and then you have a 80x80 indoor building with a giant skate park and giant indoor pump track. So there's like 8 different large areas that are all going at once. So you and I've talked about this, you know, and we've heard this from hundreds of people over the years, is that's whenever, you know, you get people that they want to go to an event, but they maybe don't like riding, or with a bunch of people that are really going for it at the time, and they just want to relax and chill and maybe just do a couple things, but not feel that pressure.
Yep.
And they can do that while they're here. That's yep. what's cool. They can go find their own area that isn't as crowded, because there's enough areas to ride to do that.
Right. And you can ride anywhere. There's always going to be somewhere where you can ride with just a couple people, maybe even nobody.
Yep. Absolutely.
Another thing, camping.
Camping. Yes. So open camping. We have designated areas that'll kind of be roped off. You can see that you can come camp. You can come a day or two early.
Yep.
Welcome to stay the night at Cornhucket. Camping's a blast out here. It really is. I mean, we're out in Nebraska in the middle of farm fields, and the nightlife when you're camping here, that's maybe one of the most fun things. I know we've had several friends that get hotels and they're like, ah, I should have just bought a $50 tent for the weekend because I don't want to leave.
Yep. That is real.
So, yep. And then, food, we will have Crave here, which is our local farmer that has a real pretty famous restaurant here, does amazing burgers. He's working that grill all day offering, breakfast. He'll do sausage biscuits, and then he'll be throughout the day doing burgers. So I think we might have Kona Ice back, which is like they offer like freezy slushy things and stuff for the kids.
Right. That place. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
So there's that for food options on the day, and we'll get to other stuff. I wanted to, now that we've talked about kind of everything to do with the event itself and what's happening at the event, what are some of the things that might deter someone from wanting to go to Cornhucket, and how do we get convince those people?
I think the biggest, the biggest one is just the distance. If someone lives a long ways away.
Yeah.
Cause I grew up, even nowadays, it's at, but so from when I was younger traveling to now, just thinking, oh man, that's too far away, I can't afford it. And then my answer to that is, it sucks being that guy that you watch the Brandt recap or the Instagram clips and you're like, I should have went. There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Life is short. Carpool, put a message on Facebook. Like, Dak Bratt hit me up last year, and he's like, Carl, I really want to come, but I'm struggling to find a ride. And so then I'm like, well, I'll just put it on my story, Dak, that you need a ride. Like, who wouldn't want to spend some time in a car hanging out with Dak? The dude is the man. And, you know, we can always try and help organize and figure that stuff out. I'd say that is definitely the biggest deterrent that keeps anybody from any jam is the distance, if they're a long ways away. And the other thing is flights. Then if you're looking at flying in, hit me up personally and say, hey, I want to fly in the day before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't afford to rent a car, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I'll figure out a way. Like, if it's not myself, then one of my stunt team riders, even like my wife was like, let anybody know if they fly in on noon on Thursday. That's when I'm flying, you know, coming back in from a work thing, and I'm happy to bring somebody home.
Right.
So we'll figure things out, man. If there's a will, there's a way. We definitely don't want you to miss, you know, I'm going to say I want to continue doing this forever, but you never know when the last Huckit is. So you'd hate to miss the last one.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's also something I think we've kind of already covered too, in that like there's a million people there and maybe people don't want to ride from a million people. There's 10 different places to ride at any given point in time. You don't have to ride during the event. You can find whatever. And then if you want to have a chill day, plan to be there Saturday and Sunday and ride on Sunday, because Sunday is when there's like 15 people left there.
Sunday's when you and I ride.
Right. For 2 hours, and then you go fall asleep by 1 o'clock.
But don't forget the pre-Huckit though. Last year, the night before Corn Huckit went off.
Well, that's like, why that I'm was, saying for the people.
That was such a good indoor session. Like, it was wild.
It was, but I was saying for the people who don't want to be like,
I know,
ride during all that. But if you want to see even more craziness, like the night before definitely gets crazy too.
Yeah.
So there's all of that.
Yeah. McBride shut that one down last year.
Yeah, he did. So then more stuff that makes people want to come out. Who's the special guests that are coming this year?
You know, every time I talk to you, every time before this, I'm like, oh, I should tell him this person and this person and this person. And then I always forget. Let's start off with Jacob Thiem, because Jacob's career is going through the roof right now. And he is still just our like best friend.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, but it's kind of like, I'm sure like when you see Marcus, Christopher and stuff, like, you know, he's your local, you know him, you guys are friends, but to the rest of the world, he's bigger than life itself. You know what I mean? So I can't help but just grin ear to ear when someone's like, I can't believe I met Jacob Thiem and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're just stoked to, you know, to hang out with our friend. We have so much pride seeing how excited everyone is. I think it was kind of like, I think it was Noah last year during the recap said, it's crazy. You got the grungy biker, normal, you know, a lot of that vibe that a lot of us are used to growing up with. And you got Jacob over here with a USA jersey on, because the guy freaking represents Team USA. And he's out here throwing down with all of us in the sticks, because this is, I mean, this is where he learned to be who he was. Like, Jacob has thrown down, like, learning half his tricks flying out of an old crappy backyard ramp.
I literally, the first Corn Huckit I went to in 2014, Jacob was 13 years old, I think, and he was learning how to tail whip a fly out on the box jump on the outdoor ramp. So, like, that's my memory of Jacob and seeing him for the first time. He's a little kid.
Yeah.
So that's one person. I heard we said Chad DeGroote. I heard Copeland might come out.
I think Copeland might have something he got tied in with school. So not sure that is, but I know DeGroote is for sure. He's got his ticket booked and his hotel, rent a car, everything. Like, DeGroote is in. The one that I know you and I are very excited about, and anybody that either watched your interview or I'd say is over the age of 30 damn well knows who Kurt Schmidt is.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt was like my hero as a kid, because I remember going to Rockford, to the pit and to Rampage and everything, and watching this dude destroy everything and do tech stuff that people still can't do nowadays. Yep. Like, Kurt, I swear, invented like half the free coaster tricks back in the day.
For real though, but, yeah.
But so to like, and he, you know, he went on to have a separate career outside of BMX, and, you know, he hit me up and said, got his hotel figured out, wants to know if he can help judge or help with anything going on out here. And like, I just couldn't quit smiling, like, because to look up to him as a kid. And he was always that guy that was super cool to everybody at all the contests and everything. Kurt was just an all-around just good person and a lot of fun to be around. And now to have him here, it's kind of like when I had Mike Kaiser here last year that owned the pit.
Yeah.
That felt unreal. Your childhood, you know, I guess hero isn't the right word, but like maybe mentors or people that you looked up to in a sense that helped mold you into what you are. Like, you know, that's all what turns us into what we are nowadays as BMX riders and what we do. And so, yeah, to bring them then to what we created, it's full circle. It's amazing. It feels so good.
So Kurt Schmidt's coming. Obviously we know Disabled Dan is coming.
Yes.
I'll be there.
And Disabled Dan's bringing his brother.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, we're getting Carl Bunkel here.
Nice.
Dude. Yeah. Mitch. Yeah, I'm excited to meet him.
Awesome.
It's going to be a really good time. What's cool is I've had so many people posting and hitting me up that I can't keep track right now because I'm getting ready for the state fair and I'm trying to build everything. So my brain is doing this. And I was just talking to Cody Dixon earlier about like, it sounds like everybody's going to make it this year. And that's really cool because as each year goes past, you know, you always got the people that can't make it and you always end up with like half your buddies. And I feel like all my buddies are like, I am not missing and I'm coming this year. And that feels really cool. This is going to be a packed year.
Hell yeah.
So, well, and nobody wants to miss Dan do this triple flip. You can't miss that.
Right. Absolutely.
You can't. You can't. And then all the cool, I love all the smaller companies like myself and stuff, you know, like Trevor and Dustin. I always love it that they're going to be coming and representing Tech Bike Co. Like, mm-hmm. greatest dudes in the world. Like, they're probably two of my favorite humans. When they show up, like, I can't quit smiling. I'm so stoked. It's kind of like when you're here, Brent.
Noah McBride will be there, he says.
Oh, Noah. No, I don't know that I'm prepared. I think I'm going to have to do ab workouts from now till then so that my stomach is ready to laugh as much as goes down when Noah's here because he's quite possibly the funniest person on earth.
He's the second funniest person I know.
Who's the first?
It's kind of a tie between him and this dude named Zach from New York. Who just, nice. It's like every single thing that comes out of his mouth is just hilarious. So.
Nice. What are the chances, now, what are the chances of you getting sponge here?
Oh, man, I'd have to talk to him because he works weekends right now.
Ah, I miss sponge.
Yeah, hopefully we could, I'll talk to him, see what, he texted cool. me literally like a minute ago. It's funny.
Hi, Sponge.
So, there's going to be a lot of people there. A lot of special people. Oh,
cool things. What? Sorry, I interrupted you, Brant. I apologize. But before we get off today, like, the always kind of the fun little thing, you know, we do the limited run of shirts.
Yep.
And these are super cool that Poor Boy Steve did. And it's kind of like little things of the place and everything. But we wanted to try something cool this year. Everybody, how many jams do you go to? You're like, oh, man, it'd be cool to get a shirt and get it signed or something. First 500 people that come. We print off these 11x17 mini posters. So first 500 armbands get one of these for free. And then we'll have Sharpies in the shop and everything. And you can get all your favorite people to sign and take home one of these. I think kind of a yearbook style feel for BMX. And I thought, that's really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. So with that too, I feel like we kind of talked about the really special stuff that's happening with the triple flip and the flatland and things like that. I had that on my list, but I think we kind of covered that. Now, for the people who we've convinced to come to Cornhuskit, what do they need to know? So if you're coming and staying, what do you need to know food and logistics wise?
So if you're camping, know that we are not a campground. So, we don't have like water pumps outside, like nothing like that. We do rent porta potties. So we will have an abundance of porta potties, nice and clean.
Yep.
Long as we all work together to keep them that way over the weekend, we'll have porta potties. And there's a gas station 2 miles away and a couple Casey's and Love's gas stations that are like 6-7 miles away. So with a Hardee's and a Runza and other fast food places. So you have all that if you want, but we will have full-blown concessions going on here at the place with our water, Gatorade, excess, snacks, all that kind of stuff, and then have Crave here grilling burgers and whatnot. And note that we're not some concert event that you go to and you're like, it's $4 for a water. Like, everything is reasonably priced. Yeah. We just try and survive for that stuff and it kind of cover itself. Let's not forget, though, the most important thing we have on site, the full-blown BMX shop.
Right, so you're in it.
You literally can come here, break anything you want, and it's right here because now we have the local bike shop and we have everything you need
Show
here.
Show me. Look at that. There's literally bikes and every single part to build bikes. Pads, helmets, backpacks.
I'm not sure how I'm aiming this, so we're just doing it. And for you brake riders, we have so much brake stuff, it's insane.
Yeah, that I think that covers it pretty well. Everything you could possibly need to build a bike or fix a bike or ride.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the new Dave Mahoney 22s, these are not on our website. These are just kind of first come in the shop, first serve. So
22-inch frames are now available too.
Yeah.
So
shameless plug, sorry.
No, that's absolutely. So people who are planning on camping, when can they start showing up?
So if you're going to camp, never mind what I was going to say there. If you're going to camp, it's usually easier getting there the night before just in finding your spot, just because the areas will kind of pack up a little bit. We'll find room for you no matter what. But a day or two ahead of time is fine. And you're welcome to camp the night of, and maybe even the night after if you need. But we try and keep it to like a 3 or 4 day max so that my wife and I can get back to normal life living because we have kids and school and work and everything else. So full-blown fun weekend, then back to reality.
And the closest hotel is how far for those weirdos?
It's in Syracuse, Nebraska. There's 3 hotels in that town. The one I know is called the Syracuse Inn. And then Lincoln, Nebraska, the capital of Nebraska, is literally 15 minutes away. So if you book any hotels that are on the southeast side of Lincoln, then you're literally just down the street from us. There's a Walmart, everything you need, stuff like that. So, you have access to everything. Even though we're in the middle of the sticks, we're just down the street from a 300,000 population city.
There you go. Now, lastly, what would you tell someone who's never heard of Nowhere before about what Nowhere is and what you do? Because Nowhere is kind of like Nowhere's the company behind the frames and parts, and then the nonprofit is the behind.
Separate. Yep, the compound.
The compound. So, like, just give the, you know... Oh, do we lose him?
Sorry, I apologize. How do I get rid of that? Send a voicemail. There we go. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that.
You're okay. So, just the background info for anyone who's never even heard of it.
Okay. So, I started Nowhere because I love BMX more than anything, but I saw some things that I wanted to improve on in the sport. So we started Nowhere to be a positive influence on the industry, to help riders, to help kids, and to also, in anything we invest our money in, we wanted the money to help BMX. So that's why we're always constantly trying, like, you know, and I was a parts manufacturer and frames and everything. I'm always trying to hire people directly in BMX to the designs, you know, Poor Boy Steve, you know, I'm always trying to hire BMXers or keep the money in BMX because that's the only way it grows and keeps it alive for the next generation. So having said that, want everyone to know if you're ever on the fence or you're thinking about what jams to go to, know that when you come to our Corn Hucket jam, that's kind of our biggest fundraiser and our lifeline to continuing to offer our free indoor park. Because there's an astronaut, even though we're 100% free, there's a lot of cost that goes into, you know, between heat, electricity, just insurance. insurance. But that's what helps. So all those gate fees. And, you know, the vendors that come, they donate some to the raffle, and our raffle raises money, and all that stuff 100% goes directly back into BMX and giving kids a free place to ride. So you're investing in your own good times while investing in the future of BMX.
Yes, and for anyone who hears that message is like, ugh. What I need you to understand is that without the everything you have there, there would literally be like not a scene where you're at, where there is currently like how many normal people normally show up every week to run?
I don't know. We have one of the biggest growing scenes right now, I think, around, and it's crazy because we're in Nebraska where I couldn't find people to ride with when I was younger, and I rode with skateboarders. That was it. My buddy, I was kind of like Jim Selensky. I know Jim rode with a lot of skaters, and I have that similar thing. Like, oh, you do that on a skateboard? Let me try this on a bike. And now we have this ginormous bike scene here. And it's like I leave tomorrow to do our state fair. We're performing 11 days in a row, and it's like we have to tell people, hey, we have enough riders and we can only bring in a couple at a time beyond the giant group because there's just so many shredders here now.
Yep. So give me a number. How many people you think ride there on a weekly basis?
Well, I'm going to tell you today, none, because it was 100 and something, and I
You're right.
for safety reasons, no. But so I'll give you seasonal. So last winter, on an average Sunday, we had never less than 50, always upwards of around 100 riders. Sorry. I should have put it on airplane mode, but I didn't know if Skype works on that, though.
That's okay. 100.
So anyways, yeah. And then like on our Tuesday, Thursday sessions, we were having anywhere from like 40 to 60 on a Tuesday, Thursday. Now we're the nicer time of year. You can ride outdoor parks and stuff like that. So average sessions, I'd say you're anywhere from 5 to 25 on an average session. Sundays are typically more the 20, 30 on a hot day. But then if we organize something or if we let everybody know Sam and Maya or some of the big riders are definitely going to be here, then we've got 40 or 50 because everybody wants to ride with those guys because they're badass to ride with.
So there you go. That is what the Nowhere compound is helping prosper, and it's pretty awesome. So with that being said, we're a month away.
We're a month away. Let's just get everybody out here. Let's make some
I
memories
want to
again.
see more than 500 people there.
I think that's gonna happen this year. I really do. Because
And
the last couple years, that's about what we've had is around 500. It's a good number. I think this year. I don't know. Carl Imer said in his tech to in his message that he was trying to make it, he said he definitely wants to make it happen with all the rumors that are going around. And all I know is that is so intriguing. Is he talking about the triple flip or him and
there's so
Jake and some of the
many.
other big guys out on the circuit? Like, is there just a lot of talk and the things they want to do? I don't know. I kind of like not knowing.
Huh.
So yeah,
Interesting.
keep the rumors going.
I'm curious at this point. So the last thing I'll say too is everybody, if you're watching this and you never heard of this event before, or you decide to go because of this right now, please tell me when we're at the event. I had somebody come up to me last year and tell me that they only came because they saw what we did when we talked about this, and they never would have known it happened. And that's just really cool. Any closing remarks, Carl, about Cornhucket?
Yes. If you haven't felt it already from past interviews or now, I'm asking you to come one time. I'm asking you to just come here once because I promise you an experience that's almost spiritual. When you leave, whether you pulled your best trick, whether you didn't even ride, doesn't matter. There's one thing I will guarantee you will leave with new friends and you will feel like everyone appreciated your presence. It's all about love out here, baby. I'm just a big old hippie.
There it is. Be there or be square. All
Thank you,
right.
Brant, as always, for helping us push it.
We'll see you guys, and hopefully one day I can help bring even more people there.
You do it already. Say it with me before you end it. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Corn Hucket.
I said it too fast.